Let's go.
And welcome to the Snitch and Lindsay podcast for a brand new week. Joined by my friend of 20 years, of course, Lindsay Price, across the desk. Hello, Lindsay.
Hey, man, what's happening? Here for another podcast.
Yes, you are.
That's what we do here.
That's why it's called the Snitch and Lindsay podcast.
That's why we record it.
You are Lindsay.
Yes, I'm Lindsay. I'm Lindsay.
We're going to be talking about that later.
Awkward introductions.
Also, Bieber. He's making people do crazy stuff, and it's not girls this time. It's not 16-year-old girls this time. It's a 33-year-old guy.
We'll talk about that.
Long story.
Later in the show.
And you, of course, Lindsay, have done an incredibly awkward thing, as always.
I'm doing always awkward things.
And we're going to bag you out about it on the show. And when I say we are, I am.
Yeah, that's pretty much the podcast anyway.
Stick around. It's going to be a corker. Now, Lindsay.
Yeah?
People may not know this, but I have an issue with my teeth.
You have a lot of issue with your jaw, your teeth, everything.
Yeah, okay. Well, one thing with my jaw is I can't touch my two front teeth together.
Yeah, try and do it now. It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's possibly getting worse.
It used to be like a mil, 2 mils. Now it's like a good 6.
Now it's like 30 centimetres.
Just constantly has his mouth open. Yeah.
There's just birds flying in and out all the time. Where did that come from?
Just eating out, getting a little things between the teeth, cleaning it out.
I do have issues with my teeth and my jaw. My other issue that I have is I have very sensitive teeth now. I know. It's a wussy thing to have.
Old man Snitch. Like, oh, I can't eat ice cream anymore.
I've got to have Sensodyne. It's very weird.
What happened?
But the main thing that does it, that sets them off, there's not many things that set them off, thankfully, but one thing that sets it off is chocolate, right?
Chocolate?
Yeah, chocolate. Like, if I have, and this is going to sound stupid, and you're probably not going to believe me, but if I have bad quality chocolate, like crappy quality chocolate, so I'm talking like those really cheap Easter eggs that you can buy.
Yeah.
You give me one of them and I will be in the most pain that I've ever been in my life.
I don't believe
it. No, it kills.
This is like, you know when you get a pet and you spoil it with good food?
Yeah,
and then it doesn't eat bad food?
Yeah.
This is what your teeth are like. It's like, I can't accept bad chocolate.
It's lint or nothing, I'm sorry.
Your teeth have a mind of their own.
Give me some Haigs any day, but get that Cadbury shit out of here. I don't know what it is, okay?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. But, okay.
Fancy chocolate. You have to have fancy chocolate or your teeth put on a protest.
I don't make the rules of my teeth, okay? That's just what happens.
This is the most... How did you find this out? That's what I want to know.
Well, okay.
You just line up all this chocolate at Easter and get one with going to taste each one.
I tried shitty chocolate and it hurt my teeth. And then some other time I ate some good chocolate and it didn't. But, okay, so this is the thing, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes,
okay.
Most of the time I remember and I don't eat chocolate now, even if it's good. Just because it genuinely kills my teeth.
Can't run the risk.
Yeah, can't run the risk. Just in case it happens to have some burnt chocolate mixed in there, you know?
Yeah.
But
bad.
Yeah, yeah. But every now and then I forget about it.
Okay.
And I just go to town. I'll just have some chocolate out. Like, you know, every now and then you'll get like a Freddo or something.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'll just give you a Freddo out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, all right, I'll try it. Most of the time, thankfully, that's in private, okay? So when my teeth start hurting, I'm like, oh, like it really hurts.
Okay.
Every now and then I forget about it while I'm in public. And that's never a good sign because it changes me. I change to the guy that is suddenly really angry about the fact that he's broken his diet. You know? Because all they see is me eating a Freddo and then going, God.
I've just done it again.
Why?
I put in another 5 kilos.
Chocolate.
Snitch, mate, people leaving the office, leaving the workplace, you got to get them a card.
Hey, yeah, well card.
Yeah, thanks for working with us. It's been a great few years, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Good luck finding a job.
Been a great fortnight. You really showed your best.
We're giving this for the work experience kid.
Our biggest, you got the most complaints.
That's pretty much
Thank you. Glad to see you leave.
But what's happened in my workplace, in my office, is this lady, she's been let go. She's been let go. And it's a bit sad. So we decide, hey, let's get her a card. And I was told on the Tuesday afternoon, hey, so-and-so, Karen, is leaving. I was like, oh, that's a bit sad. So rock up the next day on the Wednesday and there's a card going around. I'm like, well, this obviously must be for Karen because she's leaving.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So I was like, oh, just reading through the card, just looking through the responses. It's all kind of a bit morbid.
Well, it's a sad time.
It is a sad time, but some of them are like, sorry for your loss, thinking of you in these tough times.
Oh, no.
Which would usually raise alarms, but I'm just like, well, you know, it is kind of sad, but, you know, don't get down, guys. Like, come on.
Here comes old comedian Lindsay.
So I'm like, hang on, I'm going to lighten things up a bit. I'm going to line things off a bit. Like, you know, it's losing the job. It is sad, but you know what? Lindsay, here we go. Hey, sorry about losing your job. Hope things work out in the future. Stay in touch. Lindsay, smiley face. And I felt that was adequate.
Great comment. Great comment.
Great. Great.
It's not too personal because obviously you didn't know this lady.
No, I didn't know her very
well. And you
well.
Didn't want to make, you know, make it look like you're a friend or anything.
No.
But you made it real generic and I like that.
Yeah, and that's what you got to go for. Well, really, I Googled that response.
You Googled the response?
I Googled, what do you say to workmates who are leaving?
How could you not come up with that from your own head?
I don't know.
That's the most generic response ever. If you're Googling something, at least put something creative and...
I did the smiley face. There we go. That's enough.
Well, that was what they said. Write smiley face after.
No, I added that. I was like, Lindsay.
Oh, that was your little... Yeah,
add a little tone to it. Like, oh, I was smiling out when I wrote
that
it.
A creative genius, Lindsay, putting a smiley face after something.
Anyway, later that day, my boss walks up to me. He goes, hey, Lindsay, did you sign the card? I'm like, oh, yeah, I signed the card. He's like, oh, okay. Did you read the card? I'm like...
I knew this was where it was going.
Well...
We all
when
saw
you,
it.
When you put it that way, no. turns out the card is not for Karen. It's for another lady called Carol who's had a death in the family.
Ah, okay. I see.
So.
All right. Yeah.
I've mistaken a sympathy and caring card. Which I still think could be used for a loss of job.
What did it say on the front?
With sympathy and caring, sorry about your loss.
What, of a job?
Well, it is a job.
It's not.
I would
no
like.
No one gets that card for someone that's losing a job.
Why wouldn't you?
It's
why
losing you? Like a family member. It's like losing a close relative. That's all that card's used for.
No.
When you go into the card shop...
They've worked
says,
hard for their career, Michael, and now
deaths,
it's gone.
Deaths, and that's what's underneath it, okay? And when it says
death
losing...
Death of a career! Death of a career!
When it says losing jobs and it's on the other side of the news agency, that's where those ones are.
Anyway, so I think I'm next to the chopping block. I think I'm going to get cards.
I'll buy you a sympathy card. Now, Linz, I'm aware that I'm not the most normal of people.
No.
But I've been laid down on the line recently to say that I'm super weird for doing something.
I called you up last night. I was going out. It was a Saturday night. Right, I'm like, hey, Stitch, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm doing a puzzle.
Mate,
I'm like, you live in the city.
I was doing it with my girlfriend.
No.
I was doing it with my girlfriend. She loves
really
puzzles.
Pulling the moves there, aren't you? Just like, hey.
Mate, the puzzle is the most powerful aphrodisiac out there. Sometimes
it's
we do a puzzle
for all these years.
We do an entire puzzle and then we look at it, we realize it's just a giant.
Well,
here we go. Anyway, slightly more weird than that, apparently.
Yeah.
Is what I do now with what I eat.
What are you eating?
Well, I love sauce, Linsman.
Yep.
Sauces are my bag.
Barbecue, okay? Worcestershire.
All types of sauces. I feel that if something doesn't have a sauce with it, you're missing out.
Okay, fair enough.
Know? It's so good. You know? They're perfect. You can just add it to anything. Okay,
yeah, any sauce for any meal.
Yeah, but because I feel like I'm a slightly like a drug addict with sauces. You know, I've kind of gone in my entrance sauce.
Okay,
and I've been saucing for so long. The things are starting to go a little bit mental.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What's going on?
I've started mixing sauces now. No. I've started making my own concoctions. To the point now where I was out with my girlfriend and I saw a bowl and I said, hey, that'd be a great sauce bowl, like for mixing sauces. Because I've started mixing, I don't know if you know what there's like this sushi mayonnaise.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
Yeah, I know the one, yeah.
Delicious
the
mayonnaise.
Japanese mayonnaise.
Look, I'm not going to lie here. I have experimented mixing in some chili sauce with that.
Oh, my God.
Which is pretty damn delicious.
Michael,
I'm not
going
to lie.
You're going over the edge.
And put a little bit of...
All this fusion sauces.
No, you put a bit of barbecue in there as well. It gives you that sweetness.
Michael,
so
you're
good.
Breaking the rules of cooking.
It's so good, though.
Cooking is meant to be simple. Not all these complicated fusion stuff.
Mate, people don't do that, though. You see, I'm breaking new ground here. You're mixing different types of sauces. You're mixing creamy and you're mixing, like, spicy.
Yeah, and it tastes crap.
No, it tastes amazing. You don't even know. You've never tried it.
You know what?
This is what I'm saying to people out there. Go out, buy yourself a sauce bowl, okay? Get yourself a sauce bowl And then just one day when you're just feeling a little bit crazy, head into your fridge,
you know,
grab a couple of sauces, mix them up, and tell me that it doesn't taste, you know, at least interesting.
I can see the news lines, headlines tomorrow. It's like people die or
thousands die.
Mixing sauces.
Mixing sauces.
And blame snitch. Friend saw it coming.
Linsman.
Yo.
A little bit of space news. Okay. A bit of science up in here.
I love the old space.
You know I love space.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite topics. And I knew this was coming. We all knew it was coming.
Well, what are you talking about?
Large asteroid has been spotted coming past the Earth. Zipped on past.
Oh.
Zoom. Gone.
You know, but why didn't they tell us it was coming? Well, like, it could have hit Earth.
No. They knew it wouldn't hit Earth, okay? Okay. They're just like, oh, no, it's going to pass. It's like going down a highway, you know? You see a guy overtaken, but you're like, it's all right. You know, by the time we get to him, he's going to be back in his lane.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It's a bit like that.
Okay.
So the asteroid's back in his lane. He's heading back out.
Yeah.
But he's coming back again. He's coming back around.
What do you mean he's coming around again?
He's coming back around. He's going to do a Yui.
Where?
And he's going to come. I don't know. He's going to go around a planet or something.
Like a Jupiter. He's just going,
well. I'm not a fucking rocket scientist, all right?
I don't understand.
Let's calm down on the astrophysics here. All I know is the scientists are saying he's coming back in 2032. All right? And.
I don't know how that's working, but yeah.
2032. It's a 400 meter long asteroid. It's not a big one, but it's big enough.
It's still pretty big, man.
It's pretty big. It's like half a K.
If it's in Sydney, it's going to destroy, Australia.
Okay, so this is what I want to talk about. It's threatening to blow up the Earth.
Threatening.
So 2032, we're still going to be alive, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's not that long away.
It's threatening to blow up the world.
Yeah.
It could choose to. It's like, you know what? And it's, you know what? If I'll get pissed at you guys. Yeah. I'm coming around. I'm going, don't make me come back there, and I'll destroy all of you.
Yeah. I made a pass at you. I saw that you weren't threatening. I'm coming back, and I'm going to blow you up. He's like Liam Neeson on the phone.
Yeah.
I will find you. And
I will destroy
when
you.
I find you, I will destroy you.
Earth. You and your entire race.
Now this sounds a bit crazy, okay? And I'm surprised it hasn't been bigger news.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff going on, I realise that, but I feel like the end of the world is pretty big news.
It's up there, yeah.
Probably the reason it hasn't been massive news is because this has come from Russian Vice Premier Dmitry Rogozin, okay?
Okay. What authority
and
does he have?
He's the Vice Premier of something.
Okay.
Of Russia?
Yeah.
But it's Russia, though.
They say a lot of things.
Their space program's not been top-notch.
Not
ever.
Yeah. It's always been second place. Runner-up.
It's probably been worse since the collapse of the USSR. So.
Yeah, hasn't been great.
Look, we appreciate that you've told us. That's what I mean.
Thanks for letting us know.
I really appreciate it, Dmitry. And, you know, keep on plugging with that asteroid stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're going to give us a buzz and tell us, just make sure it's something that's, you know, make sure you got some sources.
Yeah. So he's just saying, hey, it's going to hit.
Yeah, exactly. So he's saying that it's a 99.998% certain that when it heads back around.
It's going to miss or hit.
It's going to miss. So
hang on. Dmitry, you're fine. Snitch, you check your sources next time.
This is what the article was.
Do you read anything?
This is what the article said. 400-meter asteroid sighted may blow up Earth in inverted commas.
May blow up Earth.
In 2032, and that's pretty recent. I think that's good enough. All right, Dmitry, you're my man.
1.2%.
That's a lot if it's blowing up... If it's blowing up the Earth, you know, that's a big percentage.
I've got bigger problems to worry about.
All right, you probably do.
Awkward first encounters, Michael. I've had a few.
Mate, every encounter with you an awkward encounter? Let alone being a first.
I can't deny that.
I don't think I've had an encounter with you that hasn't been awkward.
I had a first awkward encounter with a mate's wife the other day. Like, I've known the mate for a few years now. Never met his wife. Met his wife for the first time at a wedding.
Right.
Okay.
Was this the wedding that we went to?
Yeah, it was on Friday.
Okay.
He goes, my mate, Ben, he goes, oh, this is Lindsay. I go in for a hug and a kiss, just a little bit full on to begin with.
Well, that's Linz.
As I'm coming out with it, coming out of the hug, I say in the most simplest voice, I'm Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
Just like.
After he's already introduced you.
This is Lindsay. I go in and go, hug. I'm Lindsay. Just like in her ear, like whisper it in the latest voice.
And wait, you everyone, whispered it?
Yeah, a little.
He's
like,
I'm Lindsay. Remember the name.
It was really simple. It was just like, what's wrong with you? And everyone just went, is Lindsay like.
Is he all right?
Is he okay?
Has he suddenly got amnesia? that he forgot that he just introduced him to?
Did he forget his name and just had to say it again?
Did he think that Ben said that his name was like Gerald or something and he had to correct him? Is that what he thought?
It wasn't nice to meet you, Deborah, or whatever. Yeah. It was, I'm Lindsay. It's just like, it was awkward.
It's,
like,
it's a real simple kid way of doing
it. It really
like,
was.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Lindsay. And everyone around there just went,
this is.
What's
everyone
wrong?
Around there. No, this is what they said. They all went, Lindsay.
Yeah. Lindsay this again. Is Lindsay.
This is
the
Lindsay.
First like encounter is yeah. always awkward with this guy. In fact, every
it's,
encounter.
And don't ever think it's going to get better.
It's not.
Because it won't. Don't think it's going to get better with this dude.
Just don't hang around with
yeah.
me.
just
abandon me as a friend.
Forget his name because yeah. he's going to tell you it again and he'll remind you. Don't worry about
every
it.
Every time he sees yeah. you, hi. No, it's not even a hi. It's like, I'm Lindsay.
Lindsay. Good luck with those encounters, mate.
Should make a shirt up.
Linz, man.
Yo.
I love a bit of library. I have been to a couple of libraries myself.
Boring.
Melbourne Library. Fantastic.
Okay, that was pretty good.
Great reading room there. Sydney Library, quite good.
Yeah.
Library at our Oakville primary school.
Yep.
Even better.
Why are you bringing that up?
Fantastic.
Wasn't that great? Mrs. Robertson.
I thought it was great, man. That's a great library. It's got like a little stained glass window and stuff. Gone. Too much history there, but damn.
I went there great. Back recently. They knocked that building down just to add insult to injury. Those memories, gone. Those books, burnt.
A good old-fashioned book burning down in Oakville.
Everything's going digital. We had to burn them all.
Well, speaking of book burnings, Lindsay,
yep.
there's been a bit of kerfuffle happening over in New Zealand.
Oh.
They have removed a book from the National Library of New Zealand, the very first one they've removed.
Well, okay. Well, what book is it?
For being too sexually explicit, okay?
Oh.
Now, let me tell you what this book is, okay? This is a graphic novel, so yep. it's drawn as well as words.
Okay.
So you know what a graphic novel is?
Yeah, graphic novels, like pictures.
Yeah, if people like in a Watchmen and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Super detailed.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
a comic book.
Yeah. Super detailed.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a graphic novel that depicts the sexual encounters of fairy tale heroines has made history as it's been pulled from the New Zealand Library.
What heroines are we talking about?
Okay, here we go. Let's give you a bit of a rundown here.
Just for general interest, because I'm sure the public wants to know, the audience.
It's got Wendy and Peter Pan.
Next.
That's a bit weird because they're so young, but it's
that is a bit
Dorothy
weird.
From The Wizard of Oz. I'm starting to see why now. They're all like under 10. Okay, I didn't realise that when I first read this.
You didn't read the whole article.
I really have to read these articles more.
You read the headline and went, oh, that'll make a good piece.
I thought it was going to be like Jasmine from Aladdin and, you know.
Yeah, the princesses.
Sleeping.
The Sydney, yeah. the Disney princesses.
That's what I thought it was going to be. Oh, no, that's no fun.
Did any of the princesses make it? Did Jasmine make it?
No.
Oh. Freaking useless.
Okay, that's. I'm glad I read that. I'm glad I read it now. Forget about that story.
Snitch, man, you walk into a room full of people or with your mate and his girlfriend, you know, your housemates just chilling out, watching a movie or something like that.
Yep.
You walk in and you open the door and that waft of stink gets you. You experience this all the time, right? Like, sometimes you walk into a room where people are or have been for quite some time
if
it stinks.
If they've had a couple of drinks. You start smelling the stank.
Yeah, like if you're in the room, yeah. you don't smell it.
No, no.
And it goes away after about 2-3 minutes. But when you initially enter
yeah.
and that thing punches you in the face, you're just like, oh, man, that's bad.
Look, I don't like giving my housemate a bad name, but it happens more often than I'd like.
You walk in, the whole apartment stinks.
It sometimes has an aroma to it. Let's put it that way. But then again, I'm used to aromas. My car used to smell like crap.
Oh, man, your car...
Yeah.
Rank.
Yeah.
Rank.
Yeah.
I don't know what was something wrong
I
with
don't
it.
Know what it was. It was probably all the McDonald's chips that I just had stashed underneath the seat. Anyway.
And the coke that leaked out and was staying like a toffee in the
Look, let's not delve into the travesty that was my car. That's why I don't own a car anymore. I'm not allowed to.
Can't be trusted.
Yeah, not can't be trusted with a car.
RTA came and taken it away.
Yeah, they took one sniff of it and they're just like, mate.
That's not passing registration.
Give me a license.
Just tore it up.
There is a certain threshold of smell your car can be. If it is over that, it is deregistered and crushed into a cube. That's how my car went down. That's how it went down.
But what do you do? Like, with mates, it's a mate, you know. Do you tell him? Because if the mate's got a booger hanging out his nose.
You're the worst in this kind of scenario.
What do you mean I'm the worst?
Because you always, if I ever smelt like even slightly bad, the first thing you would do would go, snitch, you stink, mate. Every time. That's why I'm like, I'm paranoid about how I smell now because of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It used to happen all the time in high school.
I didn't realize I was the smell police.
You know you are. You know you are. Someone with a nose like that, you know you're the smell police.
Funny thing is, sometimes I think I might be the stinkiest one.
Oh, yeah, without doubt.
Am I the stinkiest? Because, like, sometimes...
I just never told you, so you would never realize.
Sometimes I'm in the shower, I'm just like, can't be bothered using the soap.
Oh, mate, come
on. Just going to rinse.
How lazy are you?
Fairly lazy.
You know
I've been wearing deodorant this morning.
That's right. I mean, you didn't even stay at your own house last night, so that's okay.
That's fair enough.
You slept on the floor, I am assuming?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, things are looking up. Lindsman.
Yeah.
33-year-old guy. Bit of crazy news for you.
What's he done?
100 grand.
That's
he's turned himself into Justin Bieber.
Transformation.
Like,
what
mate.
Are we talking here? Like?
This always happens. Like, yeah. there's that weird chick that wanted to be like a tiger or something.
Yeah.
There's the dude that wanted to be a leopard.
So we're talking about face, cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, cosmetic surgery to the
okay.
face.
100 grand. Was he ugly before?
He wasn't ugly. He was just a normal looking dude.
That seems like a lot of money.
His hair had a... Look, his hair looked like mine. So
okay,
it had,
so he had to have a lot of plugs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's a little rude.
He needed a lot of work. A
lot of work on that hair. So he was balding, basically.
Okay, yeah.
So he's had to have a bit more work done on the hair. But apart from that, he wasn't a bad-looking guy. Now he looks like an absolute freak. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
You know, because he looks like Justin Bieber on a 33-year-old man's body.
Yeah. And what age Justin Bieber like he is now? Like 19?
No. Well, he started this obsession when Justin Bieber was 16, which is creepy enough in himself.
Yeah.
If you're a 30-year-old guy and you're obsessed with a 16-year-old boy,
it's a little weird.
That's above weird.
Unless he's somehow thinking, if I look like Justin Bieber or get mistaken as Justin Bieber,
yeah,
maybe I can get some girls. Is that his
at
thinking?
30?
Yeah.
Does he
and the girls would be fairly young too.
Yeah.
We've got a problem there.
There's many problems here, Lindsay. There's almost too many problems.
Riddled with the problems.
There is almost too many problems to count.
This abomination of a man.
Yeah, mate. I can't see something that isn't a problem with you at the moment.
Okay. Well, hang on. Let's take this. What if you could choose to have the face of any celebrity at any age?
Okay, well, for one thing, it wouldn't be Justin Bieber.
It wouldn't be Justin. That's not even making the top 10.
No.
16-year-old Bieber, no way.
Yeah.
Who would you have?
Well, so am I spending 100 grand on this?
Yeah, you got 100 grand.
Okay, because if I'm spending 100 grand, I want it to be something good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, oh, having a laugh. Like, I want something good.
Okay, what are you having?
Like, what you want to do is you want to pick someone who doesn't look like they're going to age badly either. I reckon Justin Bieber's going to look ugly as hell when he's old.
Oh, man.
He's going to be so uggo.
Give it some.
He's going to be such a big old uggo.
Yeah.
No, you know who's not going to look ugly when he's old?
Who?
Bloody George Clooney. Make me a young George Clooney. Because I know for a fact that dude's going to look smoking when he's however old he is
now. You know who looks good?
Who?
Young Alec Baldwin.
Hey, we go.
That's a good looking guy.
Alec Baldwin now. He's a bit crazy, but he's still cool.
He's still cool.
Doesn't look bad. He's got some jowls going on, but
okay.
Well, I'd go with Clooney more over Alec because Alec's a bit out of shape.
He's a little out of shape, but you know, we could work that off. I'm going for
Also, I want to make it clear that we are not getting their personalities. So it's just Lindsay with Alec Baldwin's head. I like that. That's quite funny.
I'll stick with
that.
I
like that we both think that we can pull off looking like these people. We can't.
We're just going to wear masks.
I mean, because
I could go down to the Tool Soul Shop right now and get you a George Clooney mask.
Yes, exactly. I mean, just because we're on a podcast right now, you can't see our faces.
No. Nah.
So just imagine George Clooney talking right now, except with this voice. And I feel like that's probably one of the biggest turnoffs in the world. And now imagine Alec Baldwin with this voice.
Hey, what's happening? Because that's what Alec Baldwin would say.
What's up? I don't think Alec Baldwin has ever said that in his life. Hey, what's up? Lindsman.
Yo.
It's that time of the show again.
Thank Christ.
Because we are all, you know, just crazy, just knotted up. In
yeah.
Here. And we've got a lot of thoughts in our mind and we really need to just clear them out.
Just release them.
What's the best way to do that?
Some meditation.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is the best way to do that. Let's do that.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
Last night I was out in a club. A guy pulled an iPhone out.
Look out. Bragger.
He was
out in the club.
Out in the club. Guy pulled out an iPhone. He had the old OS. Blew my mind. I was like, what?
Embarrassing.
What is wrong with this guy?
Hey, Lens Man. Yeah. Check this out.
You've still got it?
Just held up my phone to Lindsay. I still have the old OS as well. Also, my phone is smashed.
Yeah.
And my screen is dead.
Oh, that makes two of us.
Living at large. Hey, Lens Man.
Yeah.
When you first heard the title of the film, Operation Dumbo Drop.
Yeah.
Did you think it was a sequel to Dumbo? Because I did.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought it was a bit like, you know, like Die Hard with a Vengeance, you know.
Oh, okay.
It was
okay.
A bit of an addition to the title.
So we got Dumbo.
Then Operation
we got
Dumbo Drop.
Do you think Dumbo Drop was like him just doing a big poo? Do you get that?
That would not be the most entertaining of films.
Elephant poo from the sky.
Well, he's in the sky now. Oh, he flies. That's right.
Yeah, of course he flies because it's anyway. It's gone.
We're getting off topic here.
Moment's gone.
Ellen's man.
Yeah.
You know in movies all the time?
Yeah.
When they have like a food fight in a cafeteria, like in American movies?
Yeah.
Why do they always scream out food fight when it begins?
I think it's like a declaration of war, isn't it?
But you see, if you want to get some shots in first, just don't scream it out.
Just
start.
Just start.
Don't declare it, because then there's going to be a whole bunch of people that don't know it's coming, and you can get them all.
First strike.
That's the title of my new movie. Food fight, first strike. Hashtag Operation Dumbo Drop.
Here we are. In my thoughts.
Here we are. Here they come. Coming down the pipeline.
This.
Coming through the.
Gotta bang it.
Gonna bang those.
Bang
get,
the head.
Get those neurons going.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Think of a thought.
Yeah, come on. Electrical pulses. Hey, man, you know.
Yeah.
If you go through the city, on the corner of Castlereagh and King Street.
Uh-huh.
There is.
A castle with a king in it?
No. Close. There is a big statue of Napoleon on a white horse on the top of one of those buildings that you would never see unless you look up there.
What's he doing up there?
I have no idea.
And why is Napoleon up there?
He's just hanging out with his horse.
You know Napoleon's like an evil dude.
Napoleon?
Yeah.
Nah, he's all right.
He's like...
He's all right.
He's probably, like Hitler of the day.
I like him because he's kind of my height. That makes me happy.
Well, he needs a horse to make him happy bigger.
Makes him happy that he was so powerful one day.
He was pretty bad. He's a bad dude.
I don't know. I don't know enough about him. I just like his name. Especially if it's got dynamite after it. It's great. Great film.
Oh, that's Neapolitan. I was thinking of the ice cream. That's not Napoleon.
Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing for Napoleon? What if he's looking back in like heaven, looking down, going, people confusing his name with ice cream.
Yeah.
That's like, his biggest legacy.
I killed millions of people.
Yeah.
Now people think that I'm an ice cream that consists
of... people think I love strawberry, vanilla and chocolate.
Yeah. Poor Napoleon.
Oh, true!
That is it for the Snitcher Lens podcast for this week. We do apologise it's taken so long for us to put up a new one, but we have been busy.
Busy with work and other commitments.
And our show's being canned.
Yeah. Oh. That stuff happens.
It happens. It does happen.
Jobs on the line.
Oh, let's hope we're still here, because otherwise we can't record the podcast.
Yep. We don't know what we're going to do.
Hey, who knows? Next year, we could be recording in the bedroom. Wouldn't that be exciting? Back to the old school days.
In the wardrobes.
Yeah, in the wardrobes.
The carpet. Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it.
Let's not think about that right now.
Anyway, we're here now, so this might be the last professional podcast you might listen to. Until then.
Exciting times.
Spread the love.
Spread it all over the place. You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlens.com.
I'm stinking. Sorry. No, don't put that in the bloopers.
Oh, it's going at the back.
Oh, man, sweating over here.